We can say this morning that it's a joy to be in the Lord's house. Good to be here with you at Mountain View again. And I was thinking about the song, Susan, them song. Her mother wrote, and we're coming to that day. One day after a while, I don't know when it'll be. But we're going to leave out. The Lord say, that's enough. It's finished. Come on. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm glad I ain't got to live in this old flesh for eternity. Susan talking about the flesh and get in it and fail the Lord and have to repent and get back. It lets us know that this flesh ain't going. It does. It lets us know this flesh ain't going. But I'm glad there's something in here that's going. I want you to pray. I say this, Susan and them come down last Sunday and sung at homecoming. Done a wonderful job. Choir was singing, and I reckon the choir wanted to sing because they were singing. She got up and turned it over to them. She got up and said, I hate to get up here after that. I'm nervous as I can be, and I hate to follow that singing. Well, I can say I'm in the same shape today, Susan. Scared? Yep. Knowing I can't preach like Randy and some of these other preachers, but Susan Stoner's choir can't sing for you, and Randy Jackson can't preach for me. Amen. Amen. If it's in there, you got to get it out if you want to be happy. If you want to be blessed, you got to just get it out. So you pray. I don't know. I just thought of that sitting there when she said that, and I'm going to read some very, very familiar scripture. And I've preached on some of this. Matter of fact, I preached on this Wednesday night, but I can't get away from it. I tried. I went several different places and got some different scriptures read and studied, but it just kept staying with us. So I don't know. What we'll do, we won't do nothing if the Lord don't come. But if he comes on the scene, why, you'll hear something. First chapter of St. Luke. And I want you to listen to reading, or you read along with us, because I may miss some of the words, but I'll do the best I can. The Lord will help us. I'm going to read the entire chapter. I know it's a long chapter, and I get nervous sure enough when I go to read. For as much as we have taken in hand to set forth in the order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemeth good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theoloptus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abed, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in 8 years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of the court, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. He shall go before them in the spirit of the power of Elisha to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And the angel answered and said unto him, "I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee those glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things should be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the day of his ministration was accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and had hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men." And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived of a son in her old age, and it is 6 months with her whom was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary rose up in those days and went into the hill country where with haste unto the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth being filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence it this to be that the mother of our Lord should come unto me. For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in mine ear, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she that believeth, for there should be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowest esteem. From henceforth, all generations shall be called blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and with the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our father, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth felt time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy unto her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praise God. And fear came on all that dwelled round about them, and all these sayings were nourished abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he has spoken by his mouth of his holy prophets, which were from the, since the beginning of the, since the world began, that he should be saved, that we should be saved from our enemy and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemy might serve him without fear in holiness and in righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadows of death, to guide our feet into the ways of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel. Now, I know that that's a lot of reading, and I don't read that much. I hate to read, but you just pray. And that may be all you get this morning. I don't know about that, but I'll say this, I read you some wonderful scripture. Were I say anything on it or not, I read you some wonderful, wonderful scripture this morning. And I want you to pray. I don't know, I'll just use the thought we use Wednesday night, I guess. That's all I got, but you just pray for just a few minutes and I can get Earl out of the way and get over in the Lord's hands. There's a message in here. Matter of fact, I told them Wednesday night, there's 3 hours, so you might well get ready. But I didn't stand no 3 hours, but I'm going to tell you, if the Lord got a hold of a man, he could preach 3 hours on this and still not cover it, just as sure as we're here. And if I had a thought, it would be this morning. There's a change going to take place. There's a change. Things is fixing to change from where they was, and he was getting them ready for the change to come. Just as sure as we're here, he most certainly was. He wrote here in the first few verses down through here, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth ordered a decoration of those things which must shortly must with that we believe. In other words, he said, I'm declaring unto you, this is so. Amen. And he goes on and says that he himself being perfect and knowing all of this from the very beginning, I witnessed to it. I know it to be the truth. Amen. These things is happening and coming to pass what the prophets and the men of old had prophesied that was coming. It's coming, boys. That's as sure as we're here, whether we're ready or not. Time, praise God, was at hand for this to come forth. It'd been prophesied, been talked about, all kind of signs, under the law, there's types and shadows showing us that this thing was coming to pass. Prophesied, Randy, it's coming to pass. Amen. Time had come. And God said, it's time. Amen. It's time. And it's going to take place. You might as well get ready for it. Yeah. Zechariah was the priest. Elizabeth was his wife. She is barren, had no children. I'm going to show you something if the Lord will help me. Listen, there's a reason why Elizabeth was barren and didn't have no children. I believe her and Zechariah had prayed many and many a prayer to have a child. Why you say that? Well, because under the law, if a woman couldn't have a child, it was a reproach upon her. They said she's a sinner or something's wrong. Praise God. See, in other words, she ain't right with the Lord. And there's a reproach upon her. Just as sure as we are here. Listen. And they wanted a child. I believe that with all my heart. But the Lord hadn't given one at this time. Amen. But it come time, Randy. Praise God. That birth was going to come if you have it to the church. You say, preacher, there's all kind of kids born back under the law, mamas and daddies. Yes, sir. Of the flesh. But there was not one under the law born of the Spirit. What? No, sir. No, sir. Law couldn't give life. It could have. Then Christ died in vain, boys. Amen. The law just come to condemn me and you, show us our sins, and point us to Jesus Christ. So the law couldn't give life. And Zechariah and Elizabeth was typical of the church under the law. And she couldn't have no children. God hadn't given her one. But we read in this chapter where two little boys was born. And both of them, you hear me? Both of them was promised childs. Amen. Yeah. Both of them was promised childs. Amen. Zechariah was, him and Elizabeth was righteous. Amen. And didn't obey. They kept the commandments and everything else and carried it out to John until, but they were still barren. And Zechariah went in care of the incense, offer them up to God Almighty. You know where the church was? Outside praying. Praying that God Almighty would accept that offering or that sacrifice, them incense. Amen. That he might put his approval upon them and bless them for another year. If a priest went in there not prepared, wasn't clean, God Almighty killed him. So the church was out praying that the Lord would hear them and accept that. Yeah, worried about him. He wanted him to come out of there. Well, he stayed a while, and they got to wonder what in the world is going on. He ordered them been out there. He ain't come. I just wonder what's taking place in there. But I'll say this, God had a reason to keep him in there for a little while. He's in there talking to him. You said, preacher, it wasn't him, it was Donnie. He was an angel. And he was talking through an angel. I read it. God sent him a word through an angel. Angel ain't a thing in the world, but ministering spirits that send a message down from God and back to God from us. God wanted to talk to him a little while. Scared him, slapped to death. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think happened when he talked to you? And me. Preacher ain't never talked to me. Why, he has done it. Who you think the Holy Spirit is? Goes to knocking at your heart, letting you know where you at, where you stand. Fear comes. I don't care how brave you think you are, how big a man you think you are. It'll make your knees buckle together. Yeah, Zachariah was afeared, scared to death, didn't know what to expect. I'll say this, me and you didn't know what to expect either. But the Lord done it, praise God, where he could bless me and you if we'd be obedient to his will. He come out of there after a while. There's a change that took place. Huh? What happened to me and you when the Lord talked to us a little while? A change took place. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It wasn't only for Zachariah's benefit that he couldn't talk. He tried with all his might, I guess, to talk to him, and he couldn't say a word. He'd learn him something. Not only that, Randy, the whole congregation could see there's a change in his life. Amen. Amen. The whole world can see a change in your life when you get to talk with the Lord. I'm going to show you in a minute, you can't help but tell it either. That's the reason you're saying you can't help it. Amen. That's the reason I pray I can't help it. If I ain't preaching, I'm miserable. That's just the truth. But when I can go preach and get Earl out of the way, thank God, I can get happy and enjoy this thing. Scared to death till I get there. Right when I get there, I'd fight a bear or a lion. It wouldn't bother me. Zachariah said, give me a tablet. He had to write on a piece of paper and give them what he wanted to tell them. Yeah. He told Zachariah and Aaron, said, I'm going to give Elizabeth a child. Yeah. He done. He was over there praying, but I believe he was praying for the Lord to accept his incense. I believe he done quit praying about that child. Because he done known, Randy. He's done past the age of having a child. And Elizabeth, his wife, was too. Impossible to have one. It's impossible for the law to give life, but that ain't nothing too hard for the Lord, is it? Amen. There ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Lord, he can raise him that was much under in death, died in fear of death all their lifetime. Amen. And of death hadn't been abolished, hadn't been done away with. It still had power over them. That's where they was at. But there's fixed to come out. Out of there by the resurrection from the dead. Preachers, that's what that's showing. That's what the Lord showed me. It's a showing where y'all have it or not. Life had come to the law, the church under the law. What? What does Hebrews say? Let me just read it right quick. It's on my mind. I can't quote it all, but I'd like you to read it. For these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. What? They hadn't received the promise. For God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. What? It took our day to come, praise God, to get them who's under the law to come in too. Amen. If you'll have it, they was raised from the dead the same time the church under grace was raised from the dead. And I'm not going to try to get into all that other about the resurrection. I just know I've been raised from death to life. Amen. He said, Zachariah, you're going to have a son. And his name's going to be called John. What? It rocked on a few days. Then you know what it done? I read in your hearing yours this morning. It jumped from Zachariah prophesying about what was taking place, him and Elizabeth's life. It jumped over the scriptures, didn't start talking about little Mary. Huh? Who you think's going to bring this to pass? Huh? An angel from the Lord come down to little virgin over there and said, Mary, they're highly favored, amen, among women. And said, the Holy Ghost is going to come down. You're going to conceive of the Holy Ghost and bring forth a son. And his name shall be called Jesus. Amen. Scared that poor little girl to death. Yeah. Why did it do that? Because under the law, if they had a child wasn't married, the law killed. Well, it didn't have no mercy under the law. God showed mercy under the law, but the law didn't have no mercy in it.
Amen.
Amen. It said, if you sin, you shall surely die and walk off and left you. Yeah. And Mary knowed without a shadow of a doubt, if they found out she was pregnant, he should get killed, the Lord Slayer. Yes, sir. And she wondered, how in the world could this happen? I know not a man. She said, Dad, you conceive us of the Holy Ghost, and that to be born in your womb, praise God, is of the Holy Ghost. His name shall be called Jesus. Amen. She didn't understand it. No. She said, your cousin Lisbeth is also going to have a son. Amen. And Lisbeth couldn't wait to get over and tell her about it. What? Said she went in haste to the hill country of Judea to find Lisbeth and tell her what had happened. Went into Zachariah's house and saluted Lisbeth and told Lisbeth the salutations, what the Lord had told her. Amen. She couldn't wait, Randy, to tell about it. What happened to you when you got saved? Did you hide it? No, I promise you, you didn't hide it. I don't care how bashful you was, you let it get out some way or another. Mary couldn't wait to tell the good news. Yeah, you know what? She said, how she got through talking to the angel before she went over to Lisbeth's house. She said, in other words, I can't quote it like it, just like it read, but not my will, but Lord, your will be done. What? She become willing for God's will to be done. It didn't make no difference what it cost her. Huh? Did you know that's exactly where me and you got? What? He said, if you keep this life, you shall lose it. But if you lose this life, you shall have life. Huh? Mary was ready to lay her life on the line to carry out God's will. Me and you ever get saved, we'll have to become willing to die. That's what's going to happen anyhow. We're going to die. Amen. But you got to die before there's a resurrection. Amen. You got to die before there's a resurrection. And if you'll die, trust in the Lord with it, He'll raise you from the dead. Sure He will. Raised in newness of life, honey. She told Mary, Lisbeth, what all happened. And you know what happened? Lisbeth went to rejoicing, and that babe in her womb leaped for joy. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. What happened over there at the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Let me just read it. I can't quote it all. If I could, I would. But let me just read it. Yeah. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Then Joseph, her husband, being just man and not willing to make her public example, was minded to put her away privately. Hid her. Amen. The world wouldn't know she was that away. Yeah. And Joseph, her husband, and he said, But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take Mary as thy wife, for that which conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. Let me just flip over one more page.
For she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall serve his people, save his people from their sins. And now, and all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying. Well, I still ain't got into verse that I'm sorry. Let me go right back over here. I flipped over too quick. He was born on this wise, in other words, and let me just say this while I'm there. That's exactly the way me and you got into church. We was born on this wise. Never a child had been born into this world without an earthly father but Jesus Christ. Amen. He was born by the Virgin Mary and by the Holy Ghost of God Almighty. Well, that's exactly how me and you're born. If you'll have it this morning, every one of us has been saved. It's promised children. Yeah. Amen. Born of the Mother Church, conceived of the Holy Ghost from God Almighty. There's a resurrection spirit. Spiritual resurrection I'm talking about. I ain't talking about no natural resurrection. This is a spiritual kingdom. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to God, Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused whose name was Joseph and his father's David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou, thy highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, What manner of salutation is thee? Should this be? And the angel said, Fear not, Mary, for thou have found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And I still ain't got exactly where I was going to get, but I'll just quote it. An angel appeared unto him anyhow and said, Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Yeah, that was an angel. Then suddenly, a multitude of the heavenly host was praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. Who in the world? Why is that heavenly host? It was none other, I believe, Randy, but them that was under the law. Had been set free. They could rejoice because the day had come that they'd been looking for and desiring to come. It had come and they were set free from death. And the multitude of the heavenly host praise God and said, Glory to God in the highest. What do you think we're doing today? Church is still saying, Glory to God in the highest. Our enemy don't like it. Read the 51st and 2nd and 3rd verse and see what it's talking about. I ain't got time to get into all that. See if he didn't take down the mighty and exalt them of low degree. See if he didn't do something about that religious bunch over there, the Jews, that was trying their best, praise God, to do away with him and kill him. That's exactly what they done with him. Read and see if it wasn't. That's exactly what the Jews was doing. Amen. And he was going to take care of them, buddy. Yes, sir. He had had enough out of them. Amen. He said, I'm going to send the rich home empty. Amen. And them that's hungry, I'm going to feed them. I'm going to gather them together in their own homeland. Yeah. Randy can preach on that next time, about an hour or two, and give y'all all that. It's in there. Read them through chapter verses and see if it ain't in there. That's what he's talking about. So that babe leaped in her womb for joy. Did you know that me and you leaped in our mother's womb before we was born? Huh? You was dead transgressing your sins till you was born. When the Holy Spirit come in, you leaped, didn't you? Rose up. That's exactly what John done. In his mother's womb. Well, we was in the church's womb till we was born. Where you'll have it or not. When the Lord told them two women is going to have a child, they got with child. What do you think happens to the mother church when these little bitty toddlers grow up? They on your mind right now. Soon as they're born, Lord, I pray if they ain't ever going to be saved, don't even let them be born. What? Yeah. We don't want them to be born in this world and die without him. But when they are born, we got a prayer in our mind, Lord, save them when they get to the age of accountability. Save them when they get to the age of accountability. Well, it's in your mind. That's about as far as it gets. Until you look around one day and their countenance has fell on them. Then what does the mother do? Praise God. She gets them on her heart. Amen. She's done been carrying that child all this time. Just like I told you. Listen, Elizabeth hid for 5 months and nobody knowed about it except her husband. Yeah. Well, church, you can hide it for a little while. I'll say that. You can hide it for a little while, and these young'uns don't know a thing in the world about it because ain't no change been took place in your life. But you wait till about the 5th, 6th month, and you go to spreading out this way and that away. Yeah, that's what the church does. Praise God. Her countenance change, and she's got a different look about her when she gets in trouble bearing that child. And the longer they go, the worse shape mama gets in. You'll think mama's going to die for and one of these little children's born into the family. What? They got to get in pain and travail to give forth birth. That's like what happened to me and you. We was birthed by our mother, the church. She got in pain and travail. You get them up on your heart and you conceive them in here. When you conceive them in here, your prayer gets different. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Your prayer's different. You go to praying more earnest. You get down to business with the Lord. Especially when you look around and the color's out of their face and they got a songbook up here trying to hide their face from everybody in the church thinking we got it. You ain't got it hid because it'll show up on you too. You can't hide it. Elizabeth couldn't hide it no longer. Amen. Mary was told about it from the angel of the Lord. Told Mary about it. Mary went over to talk to her a little while about it. And tell her she's in the same shape. Fixing to have a child. Well, they bore them children to time to birth. And when Mary stayed with her 3 months, she went back home and Elizabeth gave birth. Yeah. It's time for her to deliver. She delivered. And all her cousins and friends was happy and rejoiced with her and glad because the Lord finally gave her a child. And her reproach was taken away. Yeah. No more reproach by the law. She could have children. They said, 8 days old, they circumcised them male children, brought them under the covenant with he gave Abraham. 8 days old, they went up to circumcise him. They didn't name him until then. Amen. Went up to circumcise him, and all of them said, well, his name will be called Zachariah after his father. And Elizabeth said, no way. No, sirree, his name going to be called John. John. There's a change, wasn't there? Huh? All custom was that you named your son after your name under the law. No, it changed here. His name shall be called John. And they didn't believe her. They didn't believe. You know what she's talking about. Don't reckon. So they went to Zachariah and said, Zachariah, how will you have this boy to be called? He said, give me a tablet. And they gave him a tablet. And he wrote on that tablet, his name shall be called John. Handed to it. And about that time, his mouth was open, his tongue was loose, and he went to prophesying unto them. And I want to read you what he said. You might not have got it a while ago. Then I'll try to be done. After all that happened to him, rejoiced and finally had a son, proudest man I guess there was in the country, and woman. You know who he recognized first? I'm going to read it to you. And his father, Zachariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Amen. What? Recognizing what God had done. It was changing and it was all under the law. Praise God. That died in faith believing that he was coming. Was coming out of there. Brought into the church. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Ain't he on his father's David's throne ruling and reigning today? Sure he is. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which has been since the world began. Didn't they prophesy this day was coming? He was going to set up a kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. Sure, it's come. Changes take place. And he said that we should be saved from our enemy and from the hand of all that hated us. Huh? Who we're saved from? The hand of our enemy and them that hated us. The world hates me and you without a cause. If they hated him without a cause. But the Lord saved us from the world. Huh? Sure he did. To proclaim the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham. Didn't he promise Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to give you a land of yon. Amen. Flowing with milk and honey. Listen, Abraham never did get to possess that land and enjoy it. Not then. He died and they still hadn't got it. But let me tell you something. Praise God, Abraham's in that land today. Don't you worry about it. He's in the land that God promised him he'd give. He said, I'll give Israel their own land they can dwell. Well, then, and we'll have to move no more. What? Read it. It's in there. Yeah, a landed promised land. Listen, if you'll have it, all Jews has done come home. Yeah. Amen. They think they're going to go back over yonder to Israel and dwell over in that little town over there, all of Israel, before, while they crazy. Amen. Listen, who is Israel? But he that's born one inwardly. We're all Jews, one inwardly. We all been brought home. He's gathered us together out of the four corners of the earth and brought us into our own land. And we in it today rejoicing in our land. What? Well, sure we are. And it's the best land you'll ever find. If you don't believe it, live for him and see if he don't bless you. Pour you out right out of the spout. Run all over you. Like the oil run all over David from his head to his toes. That's who Zechariah recognized after all this had happened to him. Now listen, I ain't through. I'm just about it. That he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the land or hand of our enemy might serve him without fear. Huh? Yeah. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Ain't that what we're doing? Yeah, there's a fear in this old man to get in the hands of the living God. Yeah, we get scared to death. But listen, when we get over in the spirit, fear's gone. Perfect love casts out fear, don't it? Listen, then he turned and told him what John was born for. Huh? They want to know what kind of child is this. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Huh? To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Ain't that what John come preaching? Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. Huh? To give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadows of death, to guide our feet unto the ways of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. And he come out with badger skin, wrapped in eating locust and wild honey, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye, because it's here. Things has changed. It ain't like it used to be. It's changed. And the day is coming. Well, just a little while out of this till it all took place. All took place. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he done. He was the only one that was worthy to come take the book and loose the seals of our home. Amen. Book of Revelation, 5th chapter. The only one. They looked in heaven, under heaven, in the earth, and under the earth, and in the knee of the sea. Couldn't find no man worthy to come take the book and loose the seals thereof. But Christ said, I'll go, Father, and I'll pay their sin debt. Christ became sin that me and you might be set free from our sins. He come and died and rose, victory over death, hell, and the grave. Same thing that happens to me and you. Fearfully we die one day when the commandment came. Paul said, my sin revived and I died. I was in my sin death, transgressed in him, and he made me alive forevermore. While we stand, sing some of them, hush.